Off the Ball.
GAA.
We could very easily just leave Sam Maguire with the Dubs now and it'll be safe and it won't be touched by anybody else. I think that's going to happen.
Off the Ball.
GAA. Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball with Dove Men Plus Care. Upgrade to Dove Men Advanced Deodorant and Body Wash. Let the confidence last.
Welcome to Thursday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack, and on the way, a teenage debutante for Ireland's opening women's Six Nations fixture in Le Mans. Mike Haley reaches his Munster century as another Connacht player commits to the province there. And George North reveals the extent of the final injury of his Wales career. First today, Scott Beamond has named the first Ireland side to start in this year's women's Six Nations. 18-year-old Katie Corrigan is handed her international debut, having impressed the coaching staff in the recent Celtic Challenge Series. She'll start on the right wing with Bevan Parsons returning on the left. Joining Parsons among the backs are fellow Seven Stars Eve Higgins and Evan Riley. While there's a first Six Nations start in 5 years at out half for Nicole Fowley, the team will be captained at open side flanker by Edel McMahon, with Sam Monaghan missing out as she observes the return to play protocols. Beamond wants his sides to have no fear of Saturday's game in Le Mans.
I want this group to not fear anyone. Now, how quickly we get to producing results, but going away to France.
That's why I can say external expectations.
Yeah. And how we're talking about it is, we're talking about it being, have you seen the stadium? Great stadium. So 20,000 seats. You know that everybody in France is going to have a couple of flags and some sort of musical instrument. There's going to be loads of noise. It's going to be a right atmosphere. So actually getting excited to go and partake in an occasion like that, it's why we're involved in rugby. So I don't want us to fear going to France. I want us to be excited by it. So now, France are obviously going to be one of the favourites for the competition. They're a good team. Probably not gone their way in the last few years, in terms of results and what have you. Probably not gone their way in World Cups, but they're up there as a World Cup contender. So we'll pay them respect they deserve. But one of our outcomes is we're gonna fire some shots. So we want to get over there and we want to get our game going. Now, what it looks from the off, it won't be for lack of trying. And we're certainly, I think we've got the capability to really generate some momentum. And then we'll go from there.
So that Ireland team will have Lauren Delaney at full back, Katie Corrigan, the debutante, on the right wing, Bevan Parsons on the left. And it's a centre partnership then of Eve Higgins and Aoife Dalton. Nicole Fowley returns at out half. Evan Riley is named at scrum half. There's a front row of Linda Dugang, Niamh Jones and Christy Haney. Dorothy Wall and Hannah O'Connor are the second row partnership. Aoife Wafer starts at blindside flanker. Edel McMahon is on the open. Brittany Hogan starts at number 8. Among the replacements for Ireland are Sarah Delaney, Niamh O'Dowd, Sive McGrath, Fiona Chewett, Grace Moore, Molly Scuffle-McCabe, Dana O'Brien and Maeve Dealey. There's also a debutante on the right wing for France, with Kelly Arby starting in Le Mans. Mike Haley will make his 100th appearance for Munster tomorrow night. He's been named at fullback for their URC game away to the Ospreys. Graham Rowntree has made 3 changes to the team that started in the win over Zebre at the start of the month. Alex Nankivell misses out as he observes the return to play protocols, with Rory Scannell starting in inside centre. Tony Butler is replaced at out half by the returning Joey Carberry, and John Hodnett is restored to the back row, with Ruan Quinn dropping to the bench. So Munster will have Mike Haley at fullback. Sean O'Brien and Shane Daly are the wingers. The in-demand Antoine Frisch is partnered in the centre by Rory Scannell. It's a half-back partnership then of Joey Carberry and Craig Casey. In the front row, it's Josh Witcherly, Niall Scannell and John Ryan. Tom Ahern and Orji Snyman are in the second row. John Hodnett starts at blindside flanker. The team is captained from the open by Alex Kendellan. Gavin Coombs continues at number 8. The replacements tomorrow night for Munster will be Owen Clark, Jeremy Lachman, Stephen Archer, Jack O'Donoghue, Ruan Quinn, Ethan Coughlin, Tony Butler and Shea McCarthy. There's plenty of experience in the Ospreys team for tomorrow's game, with Alex Cuthbert named on the wing and Justin Tipperick captaining the side. Graham Rowntree knows it won't be an easy game in South Wales.
These are a sticky outfit. Immensely impressed by their coach, Toby Booth. I've known him for a long time. And he's brought that squad together. They've not had an easy year. I remember a year ago with all the contracting negotiations, and there was a near strike, wasn't it? Six Nations 23 last year, the England-Wales game. And he's really brought that squad together. They're playing a good brand of rugby, and they're just tough. They're tough to play against. Got a good set piece, a good maul, so discipline and penalty access will be top of the list not to do again this week. I'm a big fan of them. Good breakdown threat, kick the ball a bit, put pressure on us, apply pressure through their kicking game. We're going to have to be good Friday night, Tom. I've been building this game up for a long time. You know, in this block, we're without certain players. They won't be without... they will be with certain players. Getting back from the international, it's a huge game for us.
While Niall Scannell paints the Swansea trip as a must-win fixture.
They've won a lot at home. It's been a long time since they've lost in the Liberty Stadium. You know, and we're, like, I've played there a lot of times. I know it's a hard place to go and win. So I think we'll be just looking at the physical elements of it, getting our job right and allowing our attack game plan to kind of thrive. But we're also aware that, you know, they have a seriously good defence. They have an absolute load of turnovers in the league. So that's going to be a huge challenge for us retaining the ball. And I think if we can get that right then, you know, and we can display our game plan, hopefully there'll be a lot to handle for them. But we're under no illusions what they bring as well, you know, particularly around that mauling element, that counter-attack threat they bring, and that kind of, you know, they're very clinical around their, like, kicking game to get territory, you know, and they often end up, you know, catching you behind the gain line there, and all of a sudden now you're defending another maul, and it's very cyclical if you don't stop it. So we're under no illusions how strong a team they are, you know, and it's going to be a big challenge, but again, one that we're looking forward to because we have to take points out of it.
Rugby Daily on Off the Ball with Dove Men Plus Care. Upgrade to Dove Men Advanced Deodorant and Body Wash. Let the confidence last. Connacht's contract flurry continued today with Dara Murray agreeing a new 2-year deal with the province. The 22-year-old lock has started in 8 out of his 10 Connacht appearances this season. Murray's been outlining his ambitions for the next couple of years while talking to Connacht's social media team.
Yeah, I'd love to keep development as a player. The coaches here make that really easy. So it's great to be involved in. We also want to win some silverware at the end of the season. That'll be really nice. Thinking back into Pro 12 when we won it last, you know, there's still a few players here that played in that final, so I just want to be part of that. It'd be really cool.
There's been plenty of blowback to Fabien Galthié's claim that Ben O'Keefe apologised for his performance in their World Cup quarter-final defeat to the Springboks. The France head coach made the claim in his Six Nations debrief with the French media. "We lost the quarter-final for rugby reasons, but also for refereeing decisions," said Galthié. "We also spoke about it with Ben O'Keefe during a recent meeting at World Rugby. The decision is part of the match and we accept it. You'll never see me react directly to a refereeing decision, but we can discuss it coldly in a World Rugby committee. I therefore had the opportunity to speak with Ben O'Keefe. At one point in the meeting, there was a discussion about the behaviour of the selectors," he said. "I took to the floor and said we had a major role as educators and that we must behave with respect towards the referees. This is fundamental," added Galthié. "I told him that my players had been strongly impacted by questionable decisions. Everyone agreed on the fact that some decisions weren't the right ones. He wasn't at all happy with his performance either," concluded Galthié. Billy Vonopola is the latest England international packing up and heading for France. According to Midi Olympique, the number 8 will leave Saracens having agreed a 2-year contract with Montpellier. He'd also attracted interest from Racing and from clubs in Japan. News of that deal follows Manu Tuilagi's confirmation of a move to Bayonne and Owen Farrell's impending Racing switch. Billy Vonopola's brother Mako is also set to end his tenure at Saracens this summer. The club's director of rugby, Mark McCall, meanwhile, says they've found the right person to replace Owen Farrell. McCall admits it's been a fascinating project looking for someone to fill the former England captain's boots and expects an announcement of the signing to be made soon. And not everyone gets a fairy tale ending, is how George North confirmed he's ruptured his Achilles. It was the final act of his Wales career after coming off in Saturday's Six Nations defeat to Italy. That means he's also played his last game for the Ospreys. North has retired from international rugby ahead of a summer move to French side Provence. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you Monday to Friday, free of charge. My name is Richie McCormack, and I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.